Good morning. We're continuing with Chai Adam Chalal Chavtes Simen Gimel. Kol Malkam Sheyachid Chazor Mispal Machmas Tos Betvila Gam B'Shatz Chazor Betvilas Chazora. If the Chazor made a mistake in Chazor Sashatz, even though nowadays nobody's being Yotzi with Chazor Sashatz, so we could have mistakenly thought that it's not Ma'akir B'Diyah, but if he makes a mistake, and that's not true, because since Chazor Sashatz was put in place to be Motzi the Tzibur, and obviously at that point in time when he's being Motzi the Tzibur, everything had to be done correctly because that was how people were being Yotze. So even though nowadays we no longer are being Motzi the Tzibur, but we're maintaining the Takana of Chazal because of that reason, so we're going to be allowed, we're going to require that the Chazan says everything correctly. We're going to make an exception, we're going to allow one exception. Chutz, one exception. She'im meim shochach yalav yalva b'rosh chodesh shacharis. So we know if a person forgets yalav yalva by Maariv, he does not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But if he forgets yalav yalva on Rosh Chodesh by shacharis or by Mincha, he has to repeat. And by Chol HaMoed, by shacharis and by Mincha and by Maariv, he also has to repeat. Now he forgot yalav yalva on Rosh Chodesh, and the same thing is actually true by Chol HaMoed also. By Shacharis, he forgot Yalav Yavo. So the lacha is, the Chazan was davening, and he forgot Yalav Yavo. So, Ein Machzir Nusay, and Kvar Siyim Kol HaTfila. So if he did not finish davening yet, he's holding, somewhere in Moedim, so he should go back to the beginning of Ritzay. He's holding in Siyim Shalom, he should go back to the beginning of Ritzay. But he already finished all of the Chazor Sashatz, nobody corrected him, he made a mistake, and nobody noticed, and he didn't correct him. And now, what should he do? So, normally the halacha would be that a person has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. So that's a big tircha on the tzibur. So, Chazal said the following, that if he's ready to finish all of the tefillah, if he realized before he finished, he goes back to the tzibur, but if he finished all of the tefillah, he does not go back, because it's a tircha of the tzibur, and he's going to daven musaf. We're going to daven musaf soon, he or a different person, is going to be davening Musaf for the Tzibur, and is going to mention Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh will be mentioned through the Tefillah of Musaf on the one hand, and it's a Tircha of the Tzibur on the other hand. So the combination of these two factors, Halacha says, we do not require the Chazan to go back. I'm going to skip a line for a second. He explains this point. This is only true by Shacharis, because there's two things which we're playing on over here. Echo, the first one is Sharei Yispal Musaf Yaskabai Kedushas Hayyan. He's going to daven Musaf shortly. He or another person will daven Musaf shortly and mention in it about Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. Va'oid Shu Tarach HaTzibur. And similarly, it is also a Tircha of the Tzibur for the whole Tzibur to have the Chazan repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Abashar Tfilis Lo'alim Chayzer. But this would not be true by Mincha. If he forgot by Mincha, he would have to go back and repeat all of Chazor Sashatz, because there's no Musaf which is going to be coming afterwards to compensate for the lack of Yalav Yavoi in the Mincha. Now he goes back, let's go back, and he says, Ahudim B'Shachris Shal Shabbos V'Yamtiv. If a person davened the weekday Shmoneh Esrei instead of davening Shabbos, or he davened the weekday Shmoneh Esrei instead of davening Yamtiv, and this Tzibur obviously was quite not focused, because nobody noticed. He went through all of the weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Yontif morning or Shabbos morning, and nobody corrected him. So he never said the bracha of Shabbos, or he never said the bracha of Yontif. So normally, lachas, he'd have to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But again, over here, it's a tirk of the tzibur to go back. And there's Musaf coming up where he's going to mention about Shabbos, or he's going to mention about Yontif. Another example would be a case where it was Shabbos and Yontif together, and the person, the Chazan, only davened the tefillah of Yom Tov, and he forgot to mention Shabbos. So you davened Yom Tov morning by Shacharis, Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. You'll daven the tefillah of Yom Tov, and you'll mention Shabbos. He forgot to mention Shabbos. So the halacha would be that he would have to go back in that situation. But since the Chazan finished all of Shmoneh Esrei, he does not go back, relying on the fact that he will mention Shabbos in Tefillas Musaf. So this halach applies. Now, one last point to clarify. He said if he realizes before he finished Shmoneh Esrei, he goes back to Ritzei. That's talking about the case where the issue was Yalav Yavo. If the issue is Shabbos or Yom Tov, he goes back not to Ritzei, but he goes back to the beginning of the bracha of Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos or Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov, which would be in the seven bracha Shmoneh Esrei of Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the fourth bracha as opposed to Ritzei, which is the fifth bracha. And that's fairly clear, just pointing that point out. Have a good day.